I've been in conference call from the condo association annual meetings. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Island Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meeting minutes to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the harbor office and borough hall reserved for such announcement, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known. Today is Tuesday, April 4th, 7 p.m. at Borough Hall. Roll call, please.
Ms. Homelander?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wolf?
Here. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Administration portion of the meeting. Approval of the March 7th, 2023 regular meeting minutes.
I'll move them.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Approval of March 7th, 2023 executive session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills for March 9th, 2023 in the amount of $40,013.26.
I'll move it.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills for March 23rd, 2023 in the amount of $87,804.03.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Number one, Henry Hudson Regional School is requesting use of the tennis courts for the spring boys varsity tennis season. Number two, the Atlantic Islands Yacht Club Race Committee will be hosting their 19th annual Miss Race on Saturday, August 19th, 2023. The Atlantic Highlands Historical Society is requesting use of the parking lot adjacent to the senior building and the senior building for the 43rd annual flea market on Saturday, September 16, 2023, with a rain date of Saturday, September 23rd of 2023. Number four, Mr. Colangelo, on behalf of the Atlantic Highlands Recreation and Sandy Hook Little League, is requesting use of the senior building on April 1st to hold a volunteer coaching training session class. Number five, Jack Camby, on behalf of Fins for Freedom, is requesting to use the senior center to offer breakfast and dinner before taking active duty and military veterans out fishing. Number six, Kathy Eisner is requesting additional time on land without penalty being assessed to launch her boats from winter storage. And number seven, the Atlantic Highlands Lions Club is requesting use of the senior building to hold a pancake breakfast on Sunday, May 21st.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to pull number six, Kathy Eisner's request, out of the consent agenda.
Okay, thank you. Do we need to have that seconded? No. Okay, thank you. I will.
I have a question on Number five, does anybody have any information about Fins for Freedom?
The Fins for Freedom, it's actually one of the local charter boats in town. Him and a couple of the other charter boats are getting together. They're not charging anything for this. They're basically taking the active military and the veterans out for a day of fishing on them. So they're doing it totally free of charge. And they want to do a breakfast for them in the senior center and a dinner for them afterwards. I think it's a very noble event. I personally don't think we should charge them for it. They're doing this for the veterans and the military, and the harbor's always been very supportive of the military.
Do they bring the food in and serve it there?
I think they're going to have somebody cater it.
Yeah, that's great, I guess.
Which boats is it?
This is Jake Campy. I can't tell you all the boats, but it's a group of charter boats in the harbor that are going to be.
They're not all charter, some of them are just personal.
Yeah, regular personal fishing.
Okay, thank you. Any other, anything else? So we'll remove six. So the items 1 through 7 minus 6. I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hohenlein?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Committee reports.
Well, we have to jump into number six, right?
Yeah, we have to go back to number six.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Kraus, do you want to address?
What I request is that this be referred to the Civil Rights Committee. We've already done some preliminary research on precedents, and also I think if we do make any concession, that it needs to be discussed with Ms. Eisner to make. She's been, as she said in her letter, she and her life partner have been marine attendants since 1993. That's 30 years with two boats. So you can either look at it as two tenants with 30 years or one tenant with 60 years. I think we have to, think a little hard about this situation, particularly because there's a medical issue involved.
I appreciate it. We'll wait for your feedback then from the lease committee. Thank you.
So do we need to table that?
You mean
suspended action item? Number 6. It's still on.
We removed it from the correspondence. We have an action plan. The lease committee is going to revisit it and then report back next month of what action should be taken, if any.
You should take a voice vote to refer to the lease committee. So that there's a record of where, but.
Would you like to refer to the lease committee?
Then you want to second that? Oh, you need a second. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay. Thank you. Committee reports. Finance, Mr. Curry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The month of March, year over year, we're down 21% from 2022. A good part of that continues to be from the aggressive collections in November and December of last year. But the hope is that as we get close to the season, people will start paying their second payment, and we should get caught up hopefully in the month of April.
Okay, thank you. Leases, Mr. Kraus.
Yes, a couple of items. I'll start with the Sissy's lease. I'm told by our attorney that he will give me his comments on the modification agreement tonight, and then I can get it out to the tenant for his review, his and her review, I should say. The yacht club goes before the planning board for a minor site plan approval on Thursday night. And again, if anybody's interested in seeing what the plan looks like and the rendering, it's on the borough website under the planning board agenda. the on-the-deck lease will be the subject of one of the subjects in the executive session tonight. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Kraus. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
No report.
Thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Murphy?
No report.
Thank you, sir. Special events, Ms. Ellen Whitener?
No report, but just to add to Mr. Curry's finance report, the borough is going to be presenting the budget in April, which includes the harbor budget. So I think it's Mr. Murphy and I were in the meeting, I think it's a well-crafted budget, and we'll report back on that at our next meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you. No administrative report today. Attorney's report, Mr. Cannon?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And so, as you know, we have a pending litigation that we'll discuss a little further in executive session this evening. But we did have the attorneys for the parties in that litigation out to do a site visit at the Tobo building and to move forward with both our discussions with them, potential negotiations, and we'll discuss our litigation strategy in executive session. But we had a very productive meeting last week.
Thank you, sir. Harbor Manager Report, Mr. Flieger.
Yes, sir. Independence Constructors has finished the installation of the high-speed diesel pump. The first time they came, they did the wiring underground. This time they did the high-speed diesel pump. That's all finished. I'm working with our attorney on various customer accounts that we're trying to close out. The contractor, I had that 400 feet of water line, 2-inch water line that goes from the guard shack out to the pit area, replaced with 5 shutoffs so I can now, the guys can isolate the piers from the east field. They can isolate everything from up by the security shack, and we can isolate Ozzy from everybody else. So this way here, when we shut the water off for winter, Ozzy can still work on boats over in the pit area instead of leaving everything on and having to worry about it freezing. So that was all taken care of. The T-head at Pier 3 during the last windstorm broke the bracket that holds it to the main pier. I currently have a contractor taking care of that. They're going to repair that. You can no longer buy the parts through Pier. You can't get them. The company went out of business, and he is going to fabricate something for that. It's an 8-foot piece. It's got a hinge, and it connects the T-head on the east side of the pier to the main pier itself. So I'm hoping he'll be able to finish that within the next week or so. Cromco has come in and tested the fuel system. I'm just waiting for their final report. So far, from what I'm told, it was very good. I've spoken to Verizon. I was asked to speak to Verizon. I spoke to them 2 weeks ago and then last week with 5 people from Verizon, and they're supposed to get back to me with how they want to address it and go ahead with giving me a quote for Wi-Fi for the harbor.
Did you meet with them alone?
So I met with them on the phone.
Okay.
They called, they're doing it with the phone first, and then they're going to set a meeting up because they want to come on site. So they haven't gotten to that point. They're first talking to all the different entities that are going to be involved in this.
I don't believe there's fiber down to your office location right now by Verizon, but
no,
that's
there's
something
not.
That could be negotiated into that, you know, with our fiber.
Correct. Yeah, there's.
You do have fiber there in the Tobo building?
He's got Fios, but we don't have it in the harbor itself, other than the Tobo
building. Okay, because that should be a consideration then.
Oh, yeah. I talked to them about Fios and 5G versus 4G. So, like I said, there were 5 different individuals from 5 different departments in Verizon. And Rob had asked me to reach out to them, and he gave me a contact there, because if you call Verizon on the phone, you don't get through. I spent a week trying to get through to them, and Rob had a contact, so we were able to get to that contact who put us in touch with people we needed to speak with.
Okay, thank you.
A question on Wi-Fi, and maybe it's because I'm not a streamer, but I rode through the harbor this afternoon and watched my phone, and it was 5G all over the place. So is there an advantage to the harbor tenants to have Wi-Fi instead of being in the
phone? Who's your carrier?
Yeah.
Who's your carrier, Commissioner Krause?
Verizon.
Right. Yeah. AT&T does not get good signal in this harbor, I can tell you.
No. Yeah.
Nor on my wife's phone in the house. It's frustrating when I need to call her.
Just so you're aware, Verizon does, on top of 10 Ocean, have antennas. They had that had been approved, I guess, a couple of years ago by the planning board. And so I know it's on top of that building. So, but, and I, when I spoke to Verizon, I told them that. So.
All right, is that it, Mr. Fleener?
Yeah, that's everything for me.
Thank
at this
you.
Point.
Assistant Manager, Mr. White?
We just covered everything.
Okay, thank you. On the agenda, we're called for an executive session.
A question, Mr. Chair. Should we do public portion before that, or rather than make people wait?
Are we allowed to?
Are we taking action?
Will there be any action
taken?
No
action.
I would do public comment now.
I can ask for a public comment now instead of torturing. Okay, so now is the public portion part of our meeting. If anyone would like to address the commission, please stand up. State your name and address. Okay, right. Thank you, everyone. Okay. Hello, Mr. Smith.
31 Sleepy Hollow Road. The towboat litigation. I've been told and told I'm going to be kept up to date. Nobody says nothing. All you keep saying is we're in litigation. The building still leaks. My office. We were fixing the air conditioners, you went out, got somebody else to fix them, they're still not fixed. We're living in a building, and, you know, one of the things I keep being told, there's going to be transparency. I go down there, and there's people all over the building, no one tells me what's going on, not a word.
But before Mr. Cannon says anything, I'd like to say that I agree with you wholeheartedly, 100%. And what he's done in the last 2 months to get up on board, our meeting today is going to be the result of what he did with the defendants and the plaintiffs in person. So he's now going to be able to share it with us. I promise you that someone from the commission will meet with you this week to give you a live update of where we're at.
And I would like the attorney to look at the leads. My lead specifically says that repairs that need to be done to the building that are the landlord's responsibility, which leaking would be, need to be addressed within 90 days. I think everybody here can agree it's been 2 years, not 90 days. So what are we doing about it? That's what I really need to know. It says I have remedies if it's not done in 90 days. Please read the lease. And please call me and tell me what you think about that. Because I have requested to be released. And, you know, I understand you're new and you're working on it, but it's just getting old. And the common courtesy would be to say, we're coming down and doing inspections at the building. It's just a common courtesy, guys.
You'll see us this week with some definitive response, Mr. Smith. Thank you. Thank you.
But also, so approaching it from a very practical perspective as well, right? You know, lawsuits take a long time, and I don't think that's really going to solve your problem. So one perspective I brought is that there's a real practical water problem there, and so there's two jobs to really be done. You know, how do we get the water out of that building, and who's going to pay for it is really a secondary question. So,
But I think that you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. This air conditioner problem, the Harbor Commission, I think they would all agree, 4 or 5 months ago decided that has to be addressed, and they paid somebody else to fix it, and that still didn't fix it. And when I asked about it, I'm told, well, they're looking for a vent that won't let water in. How long are they looking for a vent? I mean,
okay.
So not only have we paid Kappa to fix it, to build it, We've now paid somebody else to fix it, and it's still not fixed, and I'm sitting here every day, and the other air conditioner now, the sheetrock is all wet, bubbling up, gonna need to be replaced. The sheetrock in that office has been replaced no less than 6 times. And you guys are addressing the water down below. You're not really looking up top.
That is an issue this evening in my work as well. I understand it's probably HVAC. You know, we were up in your office and we saw it. It's all part of it. The question, you know, we should have a substantive step for you after tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. All right, that concludes the public portion. The meeting is going to go into executive session. I'll need a motion to.
I'll move it. Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay? Okay. Do I need a motion to go into executive session or out of this one?
You just got it.
Are we good? Okay, thank you. Okay, right. All right, so you.
There's no action we take?
No, there'll be no action afterwards. Thank you.
Recording, Doc?
Just now, you can't do that. Now you can.
We're lighting up. What was that, Lori?
Back on.
Did you make a motion to adjourn?
We're gonna open the door to the public.
We're recording now. We were at when she said.
Okay. Lori made a motion to adjourn.
Murphy, second.
Mr. Kraus has a second. And the meeting is?
Aye.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Robert.
That was you.